Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Hello, beautiful people. Today, I want to talk about our subconscious mind, exploring how it operates, why it's not always helpful, and how it can sometimes hold us back from achieving our goals. And then I want to discuss some powerful techniques for identifying and transforming limiting beliefs that might be holding us back so we can become more conscious creators to create a life we truly love. Okay, so what exactly is the subconscious mind? Think of it like a supercomputer running in the background or a filing cabinet storing everything we experience and processing it without us even realizing. It's continuously monitoring, storing, and categorizing data from all of our senses, our experiences, our emotions, and our learned behaviors, often without our conscious awareness. This is where all of our habits are stored. The subconscious mind doesn't have the ability to say, I agree, I disagree. And anything the subconscious mind takes in, it takes in as fact. The conscious mind, on the other hand, also known as the intellect, this is part of our mind that's in the driver's seat when we're aware of what we're doing, when we're actively thinking, making decisions, or focusing on something in the present moment. It's responsible for things like reasoning, analyzing, and interpreting information. It's what helps us make deliberate choices based on logic and facts. It's where our willpower and self-discipline come into play, giving us that ability to resist impulses and choose actions that line up with our values or long-term goals. But it can really only rely on a few pieces of information at a time. Compared to the subconscious mind, which is running all sorts of processes behind the scenes, the conscious mind is actually kind of like the tip of an iceberg. Our subconscious is emotional, automatic, and habitual, and it's processing millions of bits of information every second. And a lot of what the subconscious does is rooted in survival. It's designed to help us make quick decisions, avoid danger, and stick to what feels safe and familiar. And this was great for our ancestors who lived in environments where physical threats were a daily reality, but these days, we're not really running from tigers and lions, so these survival patterns can hold us back. The subconscious mind doesn't distinguish between what's good or bad in the long run. Its primary job is to stick to patterns that keep us comfortable. So this can show up as a fear of failure, self-doubt, or resistance to change because these emotions keep us in familiar territory. Okay, so for example, if you've had experiences in the past where trying something new didn't go as planned, your subconscious might generalize that as new things are risky, stay safe, stick with what you know. But in today's world, this mechanism doesn't always serve us. We're less likely to be chased by lions and more likely to need flexibility, creativity, and resilience. But because our subconscious has learned that change is risky, it can end up holding us back from growth, trying new things, or breaking out of limiting cycles. It can create this kind of mental comfort zone that's really hard to escape. 95% of our actions are driven by the subconscious mind, while only 5% are guided by conscious thought. That means that most of our decisions, behaviors, and responses are influenced by automatic processes formed through past experiences, beliefs, habits, and emotions stored in the subconscious. So what I want you to know, if you're not where you want to be, there could be some programming or deep embedded belief that is holding you back. But you can reprogram your mind to work for you by tapping into the subconscious through repetition, rewriting beliefs, limiting patterns into powerful growth. And getting to the root cause of these limiting beliefs is so powerful. By addressing the source, we can transform deeply ingrained patterns and create lasting change. Okay, so let's talk about these limiting beliefs. These are the deeply ingrained thoughts and assumptions we hold about ourselves, often without even realizing it, and they're holding us back in some way. These beliefs could be things like, I'm not good with money, I don't deserve success, or I'm just not a creative person. They're statements we've internalized based on past experiences or things we were told, but they're not necessarily true. For example, if you have a limiting belief that you're not good at public speaking, your subconscious mind will likely steer you away from opportunities to speak in front of others. Even though, on the conscious level, you know it's essential for your career growth. Our subconscious mind often sends signals in the form of gut feelings, intuitions, or internal voices, which can be thought of as part of our built-in survival mechanism, trying to keep us safe. So here's a personal story. When I was 19 and fairly new to the city, I was walking to my friend's house one day, just having a great day. I saw these two girls standing near what looked like a closed garage on a side street. It was kind of like a brick building with two garage doors. Maybe not the safest part of town, but it was like 3 p.m. and a hot and sunny day. So I'm walking along, and as I get closer, I hear this clear voice in my head say, "You should cross the street." But I ignored it and I kept on walking. And the next thing I know, I found myself being robbed. Looking back, I realized that voice was my subconscious picking up on cues I hadn't consciously noticed and trying to warn me. It was in the afternoon and they were girls. I didn't feel threatened, but the voice was loud and clear. Our subconscious isn't perfect, but it often catches details we might miss and tries to protect us. And while it's easy to ignore that voice, it's worth tuning in and exploring. So let's get back to these programs and limiting beliefs. The good news is that we can break free from these subconscious patterns. We can create better patterns. We can rewire our brain through neuroplasticity. So this is the brain's ability to flex and change, and this can happen at any age. So here are some powerful steps. Awareness. Start noticing the pattern in your behavior or areas where you feel stuck. Write down any reoccurring thoughts or fears that come up and ask yourself, is this true? Are these facts or beliefs you've picked up along the way? Challenge the belief. If you believe I'm not good enough to run a business, ask yourself where that belief came from. Was it the past experience or maybe something someone said? Remember, a belief isn't necessarily the truth. It's just a thought that's been repeated so often it feels true. We want to get to the root cause to release it. I do this with clients with tools like hypnosis, neural energetic encoding. Then we want to replace with empowering beliefs. So create an empowering belief to replace the old one. Instead of I'm not good at public speaking, you might replace it with, I'm learning and improving my public speaking skills every day. Repeat these new beliefs daily, visualizing yourself in situations where you're embodying them. Reinforce with repetition and visualization. Every day, take a few minutes to visualize yourself confident, capable, and successful. The more vividly you see this in your mind, the more your subconscious will accept it as real. Remember, your subconscious doesn't differentiate between what's real and what's imagined. So really visualizing yourself on the stage with the mic speaking, what do you see? What do you feel? What do you hear? And the best times to do this are first thing in the morning and right before you fall asleep. During these times, you're in a relaxed theta brainwave state, making your subconscious more receptive to suggestion. Okay, so let's wrap this up. Understanding how your subconscious mind works is the key to becoming a conscious creator in your life. By recognizing the powerful influence of your subconscious beliefs and patterns, you can take intentional steps to reshape them. This awareness allows you to identify limiting beliefs that may be holding you back and replace them with empowering thoughts that align with your true desires. Becoming a conscious creator and reprogramming your beliefs is extremely helpful in building a life that's fully aligned with your potential. Dream big. If you have the desire for something, then it's meant for you. I'll leave it at that. I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye for now. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual and your path is your own.